Lecciones, motivamos. En nuestros cursos intensivos de verano, nuestros profesores no son los protagonistas de la clase. Nuestros alumnos lo son. Los cursos intensivos de verano de Vaughan, porque somos diferentes. Vaughan, we love teaching, you love learning.
Ven a Vaughan, disfruta el verano con Vaughan. Más información en grupovaughan.com. Estamos aquí tan fresquitos. Estamos en Arapiles, en nuestro centro de la calle Arapiles 18, en Madrid. Y esta semana estamos de aniversario. Cumplimos 5 añitos. ¿Y sabes? Si ya eres alumno de Vaughan en Arapiles, podrás apuntarte a un sorteo de un pack de 5 libros más un curso online. Y para los nuevos alumnos, un 5% por una nueva matrícula en trimestrales y Club Junior. Y un mini milk de regalo. No es que sea un cartón de leche. Ya sabes, el libro de Alberto Alonso, pues en mini. ¿Y dónde estamos? Pues en la calle Arapiles 18. Calle Arapiles 18, nuestro centro en Madrid, en la calle Arapiles 18. Ven a vernos o infórmate en el 914445846. Nuestro centro Vaughan en Arapiles, calle Arapiles 18. 914445846.
Echo de menos esas clases por teléfono. Echo de menos esas tardes de clases en grupo. Echo de menos esas risas cuando nos equivocamos o pronunciamos mal. Echo de menos el repeat again. O el ask me. O el tell her to tell him to ask me. Sabes que me vas a echar de menos. Que luego te arrepentirás. Entonces, ¿por qué me abandonas?
Este verano no abandones tu inglés. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335831.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan Telephone Class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 911-335831. 911-335831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Nos hemos propuesto que nadie abandone su inglés este verano. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Así que ya lo sabes, este verano no abandones tu inglés. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335831. Vaughan Radio English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome to English O'Clock. My name is Julia, and here with me in the studio, my wonderful students, Lorena, Annabelle, Jesus, and Teresa. How are you guys?
Fine, thank you.
Are you excited about tonight's football game?
No.
They're not really excited. I'm a bit sad, I have to say, because yesterday I watched Poland lose to Colombia, which was the first match I watched in the World Cup, and I quite liked it. Even though Poland lost, I was like, you know, it was good fun watching it. So I think I'll watch Spain win tonight, and I'm kind of excited about it. So I'm gonna go home afterwards and watch the game. But before that, I'm going to go visit Kuzi. So I'm really excited about that, too, because she can't come to the program, but I will visit her today. So I'm looking forward to that, too. Anyways, the Twitter question we're going to ask today is a little bit different. It's actually, we give you the answer and you have to give us the question. So they're tall and handsome. And it says, ask a question to which the answer is tall and handsome. All right. So you have to ask a question to which the answer would be they are tall and handsome. Okay, we talked about it last week, so I think you'll still remember. Do you?
Yes.
They're not really convinced, but let's see what comes out of it. Okay, question mix number 43. How often do you get your hair cut? How often do you get your hair cut, Lorena?
I get my hair cut.
Me cortan el pelo. Okay. I get my hair cut.
Mm-hmm. Twice a month.
All right. Very good. So, Lorena does not have split ends. No tiene las puntas abiertas. Are there any juice bottles in this room, Jesus?
No, there aren't.
Again?
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't. Very good. And who likes music? You, me, or Annabelle?
All of us like music.
Very good. All of us like music. Very good. And how often do you fall asleep at work, Annabelle?
I never fall asleep at home, at work.
At work. Very good. At home she doesn't, but at work she does. Ask me if I'm going to cook tonight.
Are you going to cook tonight?
What is he asking me?
He's asking you if you are cooking.
If you're going to?
If you are going to cooking.
Cook?
Cook this night.
Tonight. Again.
He's asking you if you are going to cook tonight.
So what does he want to know? What does he want to know?
He wants to know that...
If?
He wants to know if you are going cooking tonight.
To cook.
He wants to know if you are cook...
If you are going to?
If you are going to cook tonight.
Very good. So what am I about to answer, Annabelle?
You are about to answer if... You are going to cook tonight.
Very good. No, I'm not going to cook tonight. No, because you asked me.
Okay.
So I have to answer. But if you want to share with the world whether you are going to cook tonight, go ahead, Jesus. Are you going to cook tonight?
Yes, I will.
Are you going to cook tonight?
Yes, I'm going to cook tonight.
Short answer?
Yes, I am.
What are you going to cook tonight? Ya que estamos.
An special salad.
That's not really cooking.
I have to wash all the veggies.
Going to tell us tomorrow how your salad's cooking.
Cut the onion and the carrots.
All right. You have to chop the vegetables.
Yes.
Okay. Very good. Is there a gas station near your house?
Yes, there is.
Yes, there is. Very good. And what is green? An apple or a strawberry? What is green? An apple or a strawberry?
Yes, an apple.
An apple is?
Is green.
An apple is green. Very good. Who likes to eat out? You, me, or Jesus?
All of us like eat.
Like to?
Like to eat outside.
Out.
Out.
Yes, like to eat out again.
All of us like to go
to eat.
To eat out.
To eat out. Very good. And do you want to try grilled cricket?
Yes, I want to try. Grilled cricket.
Mm-hmm. Short answer.
Yes, I will.
Yes, I do. You are fully aware of what grilled cricket is, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you want to try it?
I try it.
You tried it, yes. And it's good.
No.
Okay. All right. Ask me what my least favorite food is.
What is your least favorite food?
Very good. What is she asking me?
She's asking you what your least favorite food
is.
Is.
Again, least.
Least.
Mm-hmm.
She's asking you what your favorite...
Least.
What your least favorite...
Least.
Least favorite food is.
Very good. So what does she want to know?
She wants to know what your least favorite food is.
Very good. So what am I about to answer?
You're about to answer what is your favorite...
What your least favorite food is.
You're about to answer what your favorite.
What your least favorite? El menos favorito. El que menos te gusta.
What your least favorite food is?
Very good. My least favorite food, I think, is shellfish. I'm not a big fan of shellfish. I like seafood, but shellfish is a bit tricky. So I'm learning to like mussels, mejillones, but I'm not quite there yet. So that's probably one of my least favorite foods. Who likes pasta? You, me, or Lorena?
All of us like pasta.
Very good. And are there any plants in this room?
No, there aren't any plants in this food.
Room.
In this room.
You're thinking about Jesus salad. give me the short answer. Are there any plants in this room?
No, there aren't.
Very good. Where in relation to France is Spain?
Spain is north. No, it's south. Spain is south of France.
Of France.
France.
Very good. And where in Spain is Asturias?
Asturias is in the north of Spain.
Very good. I don't have a bicycle, and you?
Me neither.
Very good. Or?
Neither do I.
Or?
I don't have a bicycle either.
Very good. Who's wearing headphones, you or me?
Both of us, we are wearing headphones.
Headphones. Both of us are wearing headphones.
Headphones.
Both of us are wearing headphones.
Both of us are wearing headphones.
That's right. Both of us are wearing headphones. Very good. And are you going to play cards later?
Play cards. No, I'm not.
Very good. Will you call me tomorrow, Jesus?
Yes, I will.
Very good. Are you asking or answering questions?
I'm answering questions.
Very good. When you take the metro, do you pull or push the door?
When I enter?
Yes, when you enter, when you go in.
I push the door.
You push the door. Very good. And where in Africa is Morocco?
Morocco is in the north of Africa.
Very good. And where is Litong from?
Litong is Japan.
From?
From Japan.
Mm-mm.
Chinese.
But where is he from?
I don't remember.
Well, if he's Chinese, he's from?
China.
China, that's right. Give me the full sentence.
He is from China.
Very good. And what nationality are people from Morocco?
People from Morocco are... Morocco?
Moroccan.
Moroccan.
Moroccan, that's Moroccan. Right. People from Morocco are Moroccan. Repeat.
People from Morocco are Moroccan.
Very good. And where are your friends? Work, home. So some?
Some are at work and some are at work, at home.
At home, very good. And is there any ice in my cup?
No, there aren't.
Is there any ice in my cup?
No, there isn't.
Very good. And how much money is there in your pocket, Annabelle? How much money is there in your pocket? How much money is there in your pocket?
There is 1 euro.
There is 1 euro?
There is one euro in my pocket.
Again? There is 1 euro in your pocket. Very good. And is Monday before or after Tuesday?
Monday is before Tuesday.
Very good. And how many people are there in this room?
There are 5 people in this room.
Very good. And what is Steve to Patrick if Patrick is Stephen's son? What is Stephen to Patrick if Patrick is Stephen's son?
Steve is Patrick's son.
Very good. And do you have a couch at home?
No, there aren't.
I
don't.
You don't have a couch at home? No tienes sofá?
Ah, couch. Yes.
Do you have a couch at home?
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do. Very good. And is 1/4 the same as 25%, Jesus?
Yes, it is.
Very good. Do the king and queen of Spain have any children?
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. Very good. And how often do you lose money, Jesus?
I never lose money.
Very good. And how long does a spinning class last?
the spinning...
A spinning class?
A spinning class lasts...
Lasts?
Last.
Lasts.
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 That's it. Very
one
good.
1 month ago. No?
No. How long? So this class...
Okay.
Lasts 1 hour. Mm-hmm. English O'Clock lasts 1 hour. And the spinning class lasts...
1 hour.
One two. Hour, too. Very okay. good. Give me the full sentence.
A spinning class lasts 1 hour.
1 hour. Very good. And do you enjoy surfing, Annabelle?
No, I don't.
Very good. And who likes to be smiled at? You, me, or Teresa?
All of us like to smile at.
To be smiled at.
All of us like to be smiled at.
Very good. Que nos sonrían. We like to be smiled at. And are you going to smile at a stranger today, Teresa?
No, I'm not going to smile at a stranger today.
Stranger.
A stranger.
Today. Short sentence? Are you going to smile at a stranger today?
No, I'm not.
No, I'm not. Very good. And will you be on time tomorrow, Jesus?
Yes, I will be on time tomorrow.
Very good. I will not repeat what I said. I will not repeat what I said. Ask me why not.
Why not?
Why won't you?
Why won't you to repeat?
Why won't you repeat?
Why won't you repeat?
What you say. What you said.
Said.
What you said again.
I don't remember.
Why won't you repeat what you said?
You said.
Yes. ¿Por qué no vas a repetir lo que has dicho? Why won't you repeat what you said? We will take a look at this today, so don't worry. Are there any insects on the table?
No, there aren't.
No, there aren't. Very good. A quick review of vocabulary booklet 1 lists 30, 31, and 32. Let's see if somebody has studied the vocabulary. How do you say acontecimiento, Teresa?
Event.
Very good. Fracaso, Anabel.
Value.
No.
Failure.
Presión, Teresa.
Pressure.
Referente a.
Regarding.
Very good. Seguridad física.
Safety.
Very good. De éxito, exitoso.
Successful.
Very good. Anabel, repeat.
Successful.
No. Successful.
Successful.
There is a K in there.
Successful.
That's it. Now you have it. Very good. Vaciar.
To empty.
Very good. Mostrar o enseñar.
To show.
Very good. Ahorrar.
To save.
Mm-hmm. Lavar.
To wash.
Very good. Debido a.
Due to.
Very good. Agricultor. Una granja es farm.
Farmer.
Farmer. Very good. Very good. Agricultor es farmer. Extranjero el sustantivo.
Foreigner.
Foreigner. Very good. Vago perezoso.
Lazy.
Very good. Normalmente.
Normally.
Mm-hmm. Escapar.
To escape.
To escape. Very good. Sorprender.
Surprise.
To surprise. Very good. Aspecto.
Aspect.
Very good. Comparación.
Comparación. Comparación. Comparison.
Comparison.
Comparison. Comparison.
Incluso o aún.
Even.
Very good. Población.
Population.
Population, very good. Ponerse en contacto con.
To contact.
To contact, very good. Servir.
To serve.
To serve, very good. Estar de pie.
To be standing.
No, it doesn't have to be to be standing. It's just to.
To stand up.
To stand.
To stand.
To stand, very good. Escribir.
To write.
To write, very good. Y madera.
Wood.
Wood, very good. Take out a piece of paper. We're going to have a short number dictation of 6 numbers. And I'm talking about the basics. It's in the number dictation section, line number 12. So in the English O'Clock book, you can find it in line number 12. So the first number is 10,248. I repeat, 10,248.
Okay.
Next number is 258,963. Next number is 81,347. Next number is 157,495. Number five is 365,764. And the last one is 511,326. Do you need repetition?
Yes.
Which one?
The...
All of them. All right, very quickly. First one, 10,248. Second one, 258,963. Third one, 81,347. Fourth one, 157,495. Fifth one, 365,764. And the last one, 511,326. Lorena, why don't you start the first number? The first, you don't have the first number, do you?
10,248.
Yes, 10,248. And remember, the natural break is where the comma is. Okay, so it's 10,000. You can take a short break. 248. It's important that we don't say 10,248. It's 10,248. Next one, Annabelle.
2,000.
No. It's not 2,000. It's 200.
205.
And?
205. 50.
258,000.
Mm. No, I don't. 258,000. I don't.
258,963.
258,963.
Okay, try to read this one.
258,963.
Again.
258,963.
Now you have it. Very good. Teresa, next one.
81,347.
Very good. Can you repeat?
81,347.
Very good. But I need you to pronounce the final T in thousand.
Okay.
81,347.
Okay. 81,347.
Very good. Jesus.
Next one.
Yes. No, previous one.
Oh, sorry. 157,495.
Very good. You can go back to your phone now. Oh, no. Oh, you're not looking at your phone. Okay.
Mi polígrafo.
Annabelle, next one.
I try.
Okay.
36,700.
Tell me the number in Spanish first.
36,704.
What do you have, Lorena? You don't have anything? Jesus, what do you have?
300.
No, in Spanish. Give me
365,764.
Okay, very good. Try now, Annabelle.
365,000.
Yes. Say it closer together. 365,000.
365,764.
Very good. Lorena, do you have the first part of the last number?
More or less. I think so.
Okay,
yeah,
try it. Give it a try.
511.
What? Cows? Dogs?
Thousand.
Thousand, again.
511,000.
Very good. 511,000.
300.
Thank you.
And 6 in and 26.
Okay, we'll just try again.
511,326.
Very good. 511,326. Teresa, how many mistakes?
None.
Very good.
No mistakes.
Three mistakes and Lorena, a few. Don't worry, we'll practice it. Okay, we're going to do sentences 16 to 30 of drill 106, where I'm going to initiate doing something, and you're going to tell me what I am going to do. Okay, so what am I going to do? Jesus.
You are turning it up.
You're going?
You are going to turn it up.
But what is it? Because the listeners can't see.
A cup.
Yes, so give me the full sentence.
You are going to turn the cup.
Upside?
Upside.
Down.
Down.
Yes, you're going to turn the cup upside down.
You are going to turn...
The cup?
The cup upside down.
Very good. What am I going to do, Teresa?
You are taking...
You're going?
You are cut...
You're going to?
You are going to cut the remote control.
Pick up. You're going to pick up?
You are going to pick up the remote control.
Very good. What am I going to do? What am I going to do?
You are going to switch...
Turn up?
Turn up of the...
Volumen. The volume.
The volume.
You're going to turn up the volume.
You are going at...
You're going to turn up...
You are going to turn up your...
The volume.
The volume.
You're going to turn up the volume.
You are going to turn up the volume.
Very good. What am I going to do?
You are going to switch off...
Switch off?
The remote.
No, the TV.
The TV, yeah.
Again.
You are going to switch off...
Switch off?
Switch off.
Switch off?
Switch off. The TV.
The TV. Very good. What am I going to do, Jesus?
You are going to put it back.
You're going to put the remote control?
You are going to put the remote control on the table.
Down.
Down.
Yeah.
You are going to put the remote control down.
Very good. What am I going to do, Annabelle?
You are standing.
What am I going to do?
You are going to stand.
You're going to stand up?
You are going to stand up.
Very good. Or you're going to get up?
Okay. You are going to get up.
Very good. What am I going to do?
You are going to leave your glasses?
Take off?
Take off your glasses.
You're going to take off your glasses. Very good. What am I going to do?
You are going to put down your glasses.
You're going to put down your glasses. Very good. What am I going to do, Annabelle?
You are going to put it...
Pick up?
Pick up your glasses.
You're going to pick up your glasses. What am I going to do, Jesus?
You are going to take it off.
Nope.
You are going to take it back again.
You're going to put them on.
You are going to put them on.
Very good. What am I going to do?
You are going to...
Stop that.
No.
Sneeze. You're going to sneeze again.
You are going to sneeze.
Very good. What am I going to do? You're going to
cough
again.
You're going to cough.
Very good. What am I going to do?
You're going to
blow your
nose.
You're going to blow your nose. Very good. What am I going to do?
You are going to touch.
Dial. Marcar. Okay. You're going to dial. And what am I going to do? You're going to yawn. Very good. Stay with us. We're going to be right after the break, so don't you go anywhere.
Urban Camps, aventuras e inglés. Este verano no dejes que se te escapen. El libro del programa English O'Clock te ha ofrecido este programa.
Okay, let's run through the football results from this weekend from the World Cup held in Russia. On Friday, Switzerland beat Serbia by 2-1. Nigeria beat Iceland by 2-0. Así decimos cero. 2-0. Nigeria beat Iceland. Brazil also beat Costa Rica by 2-0. Then on Saturday, Germany beat Sweden by 2-1. And then South Korea, unfortunately for them, lost against Mexico. They scored a goal, but Mexico scored 2. Then, later on in the day, Belgium handsomely beat Tunisia by 5-2. Then on Sunday, of course, we have the big matches because England played. We'll come on to the English result a bit later on. But firstly, Poland, unfortunately, went out of the cup, losing by 3-0 against Colombia. Then we had a score draw. Japan drew. Empataron, yeah. They drew against Senegal, both teams scoring 2 goals. So 2 goals apiece. 2-2 was the final result of the Japan-Senegal match. And then England thrashed Panama by 6-1. And of course, our big scorer there was Harry Kane, known by the tabloids in the UK as Hurricane. Don't miss today's match later on today, because Spain, of course, as you all know, will be playing Morocco for that vital final match of their group to see if they can be at the top of the group. Of course, they're going to have to score more goals than Portugal. We'll be back tomorrow with some more footy results.
Nos hemos propuesto que nadie abandone su inglés este verano. Y es por eso que queremos ponértelo muy fácil, ofreciéndote grandes descuentos en los cursos y programas con el método Vaughan que más demanda tienen en verano. Así que ya lo sabes, este verano no abandones tu inglés. Entra en grupovaughan.com o llama al 911-335-831.
Hello, my name is Rafa and I am from Vaughan Town.
I am Julia and I am from Vaughan Town.
My name is Fran and I am from Vaughan Town too.
And me.
And me.
And me.
La población de Vaughan Town no para de crecer, porque cada vez son más las personas que deciden mejorar su nivel de inglés viviendo una experiencia única de inmersión en el idioma. 6 días de convivencia en inglés que equivalen a 500 horas de clase. Reserva ya tu plaza y únete a los miles de habitantes de Vaughan Town que ya han alcanzado un excelente nivel de inglés. Llama ahora al 911-335-833 o entra en grupovaughan.com y la próxima vez que te pregunten por tu inglés podrás decir I am from Vaughan Town.
¿Tienes niños? Pues, ¿qué mejor forma que aprendan inglés que haciendo lo que más les gusta? En nuestros campamentos de verano en inglés se divertirán participando en un sinfín de variadísimas actividades en un entorno seguro y 100% angloparlante, acompañados en todo momento de monitores Vaughan. Campamentos de verano para niños, con un 10% de descuento. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com. Este verano, no abandones tu inglés. Estás escuchando English O'Clock con Julia.
Welcome back to the second half of English O'Clock. We are going to do negative questions now. Okay, so we just seen a little bit of going to, which is voy a hacer. So bit by bit, we're getting out of the simple present into the future. And shortly, we're going to get into the past as well. But for now, we're going to stick to negative questions with to be and to do. Okay, so I'm going to give you a negative statement and you are going to ask me why something is not happening anymore. So, for example, the first one, and I'm talking about negative questions of the English O'Clock book, it's block number one. So, I'm not living in Germany. Jesus, ask me why not. I'm not living in Germany.
Why do you don't live?
Do you don't?
Why?
Oh, my God.
No, no, perdona. Why don't you live in Germany?
I'm not living in Germany.
Why aren't you
now
living
you
in Germany?
Very good. Why aren't you living in Germany? Do you don't? No. Why do you don't? But it is very creative. I don't like being cold. I don't like being cold. Give me the question. Well, ask me why not.
Why Why don't you like being cold?
Yeah, why don't you like being cold? Very good. She isn't going to the party. She isn't going to the party.
Why isn't she going to the party?
Why isn't she going to the party? Very good. They aren't reading the newspaper.
Why aren't they reading the newspaper?
Again.
Why aren't they reading the newspaper?
Very good. He doesn't drive to work. He doesn't drive to work.
He
doesn't drive to work.
Why doesn't he drive to work?
Yes, why doesn't he drive?
Why doesn't he drive to work?
Very good. It's not sunny. It's not sunny.
Why isn't sunny?
It's not sunny.
Why it's not sunny?
Why isn't it?
Why isn't it sunny?
Very good. We don't drink coffee. We don't drink coffee.
Why don't we drink coffee?
Why don't we what?
Why don't we drink coffee?
Why don't we drink coffee? Very good. He doesn't tell me anything.
Why doesn't he tell me anything?
Very good. I don't call you.
Why don't call you?
Who?
Why?
I don't call you.
Why don't call you?
Why don't you? Why? I don't, Annabelle, I don't call you. Yo no te llamo. Pregúntame por qué.
Why don't call...
No, pregúntame en español. Yo no te llamo.
¿Por qué no me llamas?
Porque tú no me llamas. Now in English. Why?
Why don't you call me?
Why don't you call me? Very good. They don't answer emails.
Why don't they answer emails?
Very good. She isn't speaking to him.
Why isn't she speaking him?
To him.
To him.
Again?
Why isn't she speaking to him?
Very good. It isn't their turn. It isn't their turn. It isn't their turn.
Okay. Why isn't it the turn?
Their turn.
Their turn.
Again.
Why isn't it their turn?
Very good. He doesn't like to get up early.
Why doesn't he like to get up early?
Very good. She's not making breakfast for him.
Why isn't she making breakfast for him?
What?
Why isn't she making breakfast for him?
Very good. They don't speak English.
Why don't you speak?
They don't speak English.
Why don't they speak English?
Speak
English.
Again.
Why don't they speak English?
Very good. All right. We're going to jump into drill 105. We're going to practice. It's actually not that difficult because if you have an affirmative question, for example, the first one, I'm living in Germany. Why are you living in Germany? And if it's negative, I'm not living in Germany, the auxiliary verb, which is the verb to be, why aren't you living in Germany? Why are you living in Germany? Porque estás viviendo en Alemania? Porque no estás viviendo. Why aren't you living in Germany? So it's actually, when you think of it, it's not that difficult. She isn't going to the party. Why isn't she going to go to the party? Affirmative would be, she is going to the party. Why is she going to the party? Okay, so in the end, only the auxiliary verb changes from being affirmative to being negative. Okay, drill number 105, sentences 41 to 50. You're going to tell me whether all of us or none of us are doing something. So who plays the saxophone? You, me, or Jesus?
None of us is...
Who plays the saxophone?
None of us plays the saxophone.
Very good. None of us plays the saxophone. Very good. Who has nightmares every night? You, me, or Annabelle?
None of us.
Who has nightmares every night?
Nightmares. None of us has nightmares every night.
Very good. What are nightmares?
I don't know.
Nightmares is what you have when you sleep and you have a bad dream.
Okay.
It's a bad dream.
Okay.
A nightmare. Una pesadilla. Who sleeps in on the weekends? You, me, or Lorena?
All of us sleep in on the weekends.
Very good. Who gets up at 3 a.m.? You, me, or Jesus?
None of us get up. No.
None of us?
None of us get up at 3 o'clock.
Gets up.
At 3 o'clock.
None of us gets up at 3 o'clock.
None of us gets up at 3 o'clock.
Very good. Who is wearing pajamas? You, me, or Jesus?
None of us wears.
Who is wearing right now?
None of us is wearing in pyjama.
Pyjamas.
Pyjamas.
Pyjamas again. None of us is wearing pyjamas.
None of us is wearing pyjamas.
Very good. Who likes horseback riding? You, me, or Jesus?
All of us like horseback riding.
Very good. Who does the cleaning? You, me, or Annabelle?
All of us do
The cleaning. All of us do the cleaning. Very good. Who has lunch every day? You, me, or Lorena?
All of us have lunch. All of us have lunch every day.
Very good. Who has an uncle in Canada? You, me, or Teresa?
None of us. Only you.
Yeah, very good.
Have an uncle in Canada.
Very good. Only you have an uncle in Canada. Very good. And who is tired? Who is tired? Teresa, you, or me?
Neither of us is...
Teresa, you, or me?
All of us.
I'm not.
None of us is tired.
None of us is tired. Very good. And we're going to jump into both and either now with drill one number 100, sentences 21 to 40. So I'm going to ask you whether I am doing something, and you're going to tell me if I'm doing both or if I'm not doing either or if I'm doing just one of them. Okay, remember, if the verb is the same, then you use the verb in the question. If the verb differs, for example, am I brushing my hair or am I having a shower? Then the sentence would be, you're not
doing.
You're not doing either. Okay, if I say, am I speaking English or am I teaching? You're doing both. Okay. All right, let's try it. Am I crying or screaming? Am I crying or screaming, Annabelle?
You are not doing either.
Very good. Am I cutting flowers or am I cutting paper?
You are not doing...
The verb is the same. Am I cutting flowers or am I cutting paper?
You are doing...
You're not?
You are not doing... Cut.
Cutting?
Cutting either.
You're not cutting either. Very good. Am I dancing or listening to music?
You aren't...
Is the verb the same?
You aren't?
Am I dancing or listening to music?
You aren't... I don't know either. You aren't...
Well, is the verb the same? Dance and listen, is it the same?
You aren't dancing either.
No.
I don't know.
If you have, in this sentence, in the question, am I dancing or listening to music? How many different verbs do you have?
ing.
No. ¿Cuántos diferentes verbos hay en esa frase?
Two.
Two. So if we have two different verbs, then we use the verb to do. Okay, so am I dancing or listening to music?
You're not doing either.
You're not doing either. If I said, am I dancing tango or am I dancing the waltz?
You aren't dancing either.
There you go. Okay, so there are two different verbs. You go to the verb to do. If there's one, the same verb, then you use the same verb. Am I depressed or am I tired?
You are not tired either.
Am I depressed or am I tired?
You are not doing either.
I'm not either. You're not either. There is no... The main verb is the verb to be. Am I doing jumping jacks or squats? Am I doing jumping jacks or squats?
You are doing either.
You're not?
You are not doing either.
Very good. Am I dreaming or singing?
You aren't either.
You're not doing?
You are not doing either.
Very good. Am I drinking beer or wine?
You aren't drinking either.
Very good. Am I driving a bus or a truck?
You are not driving either.
Very good. Am I cleaning the bathroom or the kitchen?
You are cleaning.
You aren't?
You aren't cleaning either.
Very good. Am I driving a car or a tractor?
You aren't driving either.
Very good. Am I playing cards or bingo?
You aren't playing either.
You aren't playing?
You aren't playing either.
Very good. Am I buying chocolate or candy?
You are buying.
You're not?
You are not buying either.
Very good. Am I driving or walking?
You aren't doing either.
You aren't?
You aren't doing either.
You aren't?
Okay. You aren't either.
You no?
No?
Repeat this sentence because I can't hear you.
You aren't do?
Doing.
Doing. You aren't doing either.
Now you have it. Very good. Am I eating a piece of chocolate or a piece of cheese?
You are eating either. You aren't eating either.
Very good. Am I falling asleep or am I waking up?
You aren't doing either.
Very good. Am I giving you a book or a pen?
You aren't giving either.
Yes, you aren't giving me either.
You aren't giving me either.
Very good. Am I having a shower or a bath?
You haven't either.
No, but I'm not having one and I'm not having the other. So?
Can you repeat the question?
Yes. Am I having a shower or a bath?
Yes, you are having both.
I'm not having either. You're missing, when you answer, you're answering without the negation. So you say, you're having either. But that's wrong. It has to be, you're not having either. Porque no estoy haciendo ni uno ni lo otro. Porque tú me estás diciendo, estás haciendo ninguno de los dos.
You are having.
You're not.
You haven't. You're not.
Having?
You are not having either.
You're yes. not having either. Not very having. Good. Am I having dinner or breakfast?
You are not having either.
You're not having either. Am I holding a pen or am I holding a pencil?
You are not holding either.
Yes, you're not holding either. If you don't have it, if you're not doing it, if you're not what I'm asking for, there has to be a negation. Jesus, what about, am I looking at the ceiling or am I looking at the floor?
You are not looking either.
At either.
You are not looking at either.
Very good. Am I painting my fingernails or my toenails?
You aren't do either.
You aren't painting?
You aren't painting either.
Very good. Am I baking cake or cookies?
You are not baking either.
You're not baking either. Very good. Am I typing on my keyboard or my phone?
You aren't typing either.
On either.
On either.
Very good. Last one for Jesus. Am I singing or reading?
You aren't doing either.
You aren't doing either. Very good. We're going to go back to the going to future with a drill 107 sentences 21 to 40. So I'm going to ask you questions and you're going to answer. Are we going to listen to each other tomorrow?
Yes, I will.
Are we going to listen to each other tomorrow?
Yes. Yes, I'm.
Are we? The question is not are
okay,
you,
okay.
It's are we.
Yes, we.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Very good. Are there going to be elections in June?
Yes, there are.
Okay. Are your children going to attend an American university?
No, they aren't.
All right. Am I going to leave English O'Clock?
No, you are not.
Very good. Am I going to be here tomorrow?
Yes, you are.
Very good. Am I going to Venice this weekend?
No, you aren't.
Very good. Am I going to teach you German on the next show?
No, you aren't.
Very good. Am I going to get new glasses?
No, you aren't.
Am I going to clean my glasses?
Yes, you are.
Very good. Am I going to celebrate Mother's Day on Sunday?
No, you aren't.
Very good. Am I going to have lunch after the show?
No, you aren't.
Very good. Ask me if I'm going to run this afternoon.
Are you going to run? To run afternoon?
This afternoon.
Are you going to run this afternoon?
Very good. No, I'm not. Ask me if I'm going to get a massage tomorrow.
Are you going to get a massage tomorrow?
Very good. No, I'm not. Ask me if I'm going to stay up late tonight.
Are you going to stay
up?
Up late tonight.
Very good. No, I'm not. Ask me if my boyfriend is going to make dinner for me tonight.
Is your boyfriend going to prepare the dinner tonight?
Mm-hmm, very good. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Ask me if I'm going to play poker this weekend.
Are you going to play poker this weekend?
No, I'm not. Ask me if I'm going to travel next week.
Are you going to travel this week?
Next week.
Next week.
Very good. Again?
Are you going to travel?
To travel.
Are you going to travel next week?
Nest. O Colacao. It sounds like Nesquik. What's next week? Ask me if I'm going to travel next week.
Are you going to travel next?
Next.
Nest.
Next.
Next week.
Now you have it. Very good. No, I'm not. I'm not going to travel next week. Ask me if Spain is going to invade France tomorrow.
Can you repeat, please?
Ask me if Spain is going to invade France tomorrow.
Are you...
Is
Spain...
Going to
invade? Invade tomorrow from France tomorrow.
Invade France tomorrow.
Invade France tomorrow.
Again.
Is Spain going to invade
France?
France tomorrow.
Very good. No, it's not. Ask her if she's going to buy a pink skirt tomorrow.
Are you going to buy a pink skirt tomorrow?
No, I'm not.
Very good. Is your friend going to come on the show on Tuesday? Is your friend going to come on the show on Tuesday?
No. No, they isn't.
No?
No, they aren't.
About one friend.
No, he isn't.
Ooh, a gentleman.
But she isn't.
No, he isn't. Well, maybe he should. Maybe he should. All right, we don't have time to read the Nancy text, but we are going to take a look at translation booklet number 2, list number 4. And it goes like this. No hables tanto. No hables tanto, Jesus.
Don't talk too much.
Don't talk
so much.
Don't talk so much. Very good. Habla despacio cuando estés conmigo.
Speak slowly when you stay with me.
When you're with me.
When you are with me.
Very good. Grábelo con esta máquina. Grábelo con esta máquina.
Record with this machine.
Machine, yes. Record it.
Record it with this machine.
Very good. Escúchame con mucho cuidado, Anabel.
Listen to me.
Listen to me. Con mucho cuidado.
Be careful.
No. Con mucho cuidado.
Listen to me.
Very.
Very. Carefully.
Very carefully. Very good. Listen to me very carefully. Ten cuidado, Anabel. Ten cuidado.
Be careful.
Be careful. Very good. Mételo en la caja allí.
Put it in this...
In the?
In the box there.
Yes, put it in the box there. Very good. No ponga sus pies en la mesa. Teresa.
Don't put your feet on the table.
Don't put your feet on the table. Very good. Cuente hasta 10.
Count up to 10 or count to 10.
Count to 10. Very good. Lléveme al aeropuerto. Lléveme al aeropuerto.
Take me the airport.
To
the airport.
Take me to the airport.
Take me to the airport.
Very good. Llévalo con ambas manos. Llévalo con ambas manos.
Bring it.
Carry it.
Carry it with both hands.
Very good. Carry it with both hands. Very good. No lleves puesta esa corbata.
Don't wear that tie.
Very good. Tómate dos aspirinas y acuéstate.
Take two...
Aspirins. Mm-hmm.
Take two aspirins and wake up. Wake. No.
No, the contrary. And go?
And go to bed.
And go to bed. Very good. No intentes leer en la cama.
Don't try to read in bed.
Don't try to read in bed. Very good. No tardes.
Don't be late.
Don't be late. Very good. No trabajes tanto.
Don't work so much.
Don't work so much. Very good. Descansa unos minutos. Descansa unos minutos. Rest. Jesus.
Rest a few minutes.
Yes, rest for a few minutes.
Rest for a few minutes.
Very good. Léelo primero y después fírmalo.
Write the first and then...
Read it first.
Read the first.
Read it first.
Read it first and then sing it.
Sign it.
Sign it.
Sign it.
Read it.
Read.
Read it first and then... Sign it.
Very good. Llévalo. No, lávalo y sécalo.
Wash it and dry it.
Yeah, wash it and dry it again.
Wash it and dry it.
Dry it.
Dry it.
Very good. Siéntate, por favor.
Sit down, please.
Very good. Tome asiento, por favor. Have
a seat, please.
Very good. Levántese, por favor.
Stand up, please.
Very good. Or?
Get up, please.
Get up, please. Very good. Estudia la lección con más cuidado.
Study the lesson more carefully.
More carefully. Study the lesson more carefully. Very good. No andes tan deprisa.
Don't walk so quickly.
So quickly or so fast?
So fast.
Yeah, don't walk so fast. No te tires al agua. No te tires o no saltes al agua.
Don't jump in the water.
Into
the water.
Don't jump into the water. Very good. Prueba esta comida. Es muy buena.
Taste, aunque ahí pone otra cosa. Taste this food. It's good.
Very good.
Try this food.
Try this food. Es muy buena.
It's very good.
It's very?
Good.
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 It's very good. Try this food. It's very good. Repeat.
Try this food. It's very good.
It's good.
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 Yes, because you're saying could. And could is podría.
Good.
That's it. Good. Okay, very good. Well, let's take a look at translation, at vocabulary list number 33, al principio.
At first.
Very good. Comparado con.
Compared to.
Very good. Or compared with. Algo frío o fresco.
Fresh. Cold.
Cool.
Cool.
Very good. Durante. Jesus.
During.
Very good. Énfasis. Anabel.
Énfasis.
Very good. Sobre. Un oh. Sobre.
Envelope.
Envelope. Very good. En todas partes. Starts with every and finishes with where.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Very good. Divertido. Jesus.
Fun.
Very good. Nieta.
Granddaughter.
Very good. Yellow.
Ice.
Mm-hmm. Además de Jesus.
Beside.
Or in
In addiction to.
In addition. Addiction is adicción. En adicción a. Pedazo o trozo, Teresa. Pedazo o trozo. O pieza. O trocito.
A piece.